Improved U.S.-Russia relations could help religious freedom in Russia. The Honduran crisis continues to deepen, and a passion play 10 years in the making finally gets its debut. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It was the first U.S.-Russia summit in 7 years. According to both sides, it was designed to reset the soured relationships between the two superpowers. How does this affect Christians in Russia who have gradually lost religious freedom over the last 5 years? Spokesman for Slavic Gospel Association, Joel Griffith.
I think any time that there is improved relationships between Russia and the United States, that can certainly have a positive effect on evangelical churches.
However, Griffith says good relationships with Western governments aren't the answer for some regions.
In some of the former Soviet republics where Islam is strong, you have growing opposition to evangelical churches, even though they are national and indigenous. So it's important just to pray that we would have the resources and the open door to continue to assist these churches as they bring the gospel to their own people.
Next, Honduras is sliding toward greater instability with a refusal to reinstate the ousted Honduran president. HCJB Global's John Hurst says with the tensions high in the capital, partner radio HRVC is concentrating on one thing.
They are focused on prayer because they want to remain neutral in the conflict, but at the same time, they see this as a great opportunity to call the nation of Honduras to prayer.
The population remains divided on whether or not to support President Manuel Zelaya's ouster. A June 30th earthquake measuring 5.8 on the Richter scale exacerbated the crisis. Hurst says their partners are encouraging believers to stand with the Honduran church.
That's our call today, is to be praying not only for the church in Honduras, that they will step up and share the gospel, but for the many people who don't know Jesus, that this instability around them will cause them to consider Christ as the source of their strength.
HRVC has been on the air for 46 years, broadcasting the gospel to 70% of the country and portions of neighboring Nicaragua and Guatemala. You're listening to Mission Network News. The story of Haiti is heavy and depressing. Seeing the needs there opens many doors for ministry. AMG International's Roger Thomas says they have partners in Grand Basin who are responding.
We have a school there of about 800 children, and it's a very poor community of about 20,000. They have one clinic in town already, but the doctor there is just not capable of seeing more than about 10 patients. Also, they have to pay up front, and if they can't, they get no treatment.
The average wage is under $3 a day, and that makes medical care costs exorbitant. Thomas says AMG built a clinic 3 months ago.
The clinic is brand new, and we need to furnish it. We're getting by, but we need equipment for it, and we need national worker support for the medical staff there, the nurse, the medical lab technician.
Thomas says
people have come to know the Lord because the message of the Gospels is explained every day to the patients as they wait to see the medical staff.
Meanwhile, a deadline is approaching to see a play that happens just once every 10 years. IN Network is traveling to Germany to see the Oberammergau Passion Play in August of 2010. The trip deadline is this August, though, because tickets sell out so quickly. The tradition began in the 17th century by a village giving thanks to God for saving them from the bubonic plague. It'll also be an informative trip on the work that IN Network is doing to spread the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide. And 7 U.S. senators are working to pass a bill to provide clean water to needy countries. There are currently 5 co-sponsors, but they need 24 to move forward. Living Water International, a ministry that uses clean water to share the gospel, is helping raise awareness of the bill. It was created after President Obama pledged to let clean waters flow in his inaugural address. It aims to strengthen all facets of clean water provision. You can ask your senator to co-sponsor the bill through our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every day from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.